This is Anna Carmo with UN News. Recent reductions in the costs of diagnosing and treating viral hepatitis should be an incentive for countries to scale up investments in disease elimination. That's the view of the World Health Organization, which is calling on all countries to take advantage of the lower costs and match investments to eliminate the disease. Ahead of World Hepatitis Day, marked this Sunday, WHO's hepatitis team leader Dr. Mark Baltoris spoke to UN News' Samuel Mungai and explained prevention measures that some countries are taking to protect against hepatitis-related diseases.
So we focused on the need for testing and treatment. Treatment is quite inexpensive now. For hepatitis B, the best treatment is the use of tenofovir. We can also use entecavir. These medicines are now inexpensive and quite effective. Further treatments are being developed also for hepatitis B. We are actually hopeful that within the next 5 to 10 years, we may have a cure for hepatitis B as well. For hepatitis C, we currently have a cure, and the medicines, direct-acting antivirals, and they're available now in countries where they have access to generics. They're available at a relatively low cost, approximately $90, or even in some countries lower than that. So these medicines have really been revolutionary because now it is possible to treat a chronic viral infection that causes many, many deaths.
In developing countries, are hepatitis diagnosis tools being readily available for those who are suffering?
It should be widely available. However, in most countries, there is still not a strong focus on viral hepatitis. Currently, we estimate only about 20% of persons living with hepatitis C have ever been diagnosed, and for hepatitis B, it's even less than 20%.
Since it's World Hepatitis Day, how do you envision the prevalence of the treatment of hepatitis for the future?
So, yeah, as I mentioned, we have excellent treatment already available for hepatitis C, and the current treatment is 2 to 3 months. We have 3 different pangenotypic regimens that we recommended in our new guidelines that came out last year at World Hepatitis Day, and we are now recommending treat all. This would allow actually eliminating this infection worldwide. We are hopeful also that new treatments will become available for children as well. Our current recommendation says for children under 12, we recommend waiting until the age of 12. However, very soon there will be treatments available also for children. We expect even before the end of this year.
All right, 2 more questions. You mentioned that Egypt and other countries are living with high levels of hepatitis C. Why is this so?
This is because in the past, there was transmission through unsafe injections, unsafe healthcare. So Egypt has really taken the bull by the horns. They have already tested 60 million people in a country of about 92 million people, I believe. So they have very quickly expanded their program, and they are testing for both hepatitis B and C. Primarily have a problem with hepatitis C infection because of treatment that was given many years ago for schistosomiasis. There was injections that were not always safe. But they are providing treatment for free to the population and have already reduced the prevalence very greatly. And now Egypt will also assist other countries in further reducing the prevalence of hepatitis C. So for prevention, it's the critical thing for hepatitis B prevention is to provide the immunizations, particularly to infants, because there is a lot of mother-to-child transmission. 90% of transmission for hepatitis B is actually early in life. And for that, it's very important that countries implement also the birth dose of hepatitis B vaccine. And we are really pushing here at WHO now for all countries to implement the birth dose of hepatitis B, which means a vaccine that's given within 24 hours after birth, and then an additional 2 or 3 vaccinations later during infancy. In addition to that, for hepatitis C, we stress the importance of injection safety. So all injections that are given within the healthcare system or even outside the healthcare system have to be new syringes that are being used and should be entirely safe. Also, blood safety has to be 100% safe. And we also stress other procedures, healthcare procedures such as dental care, that has to be done in a very safe manner.